My name's Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been trying to help people with their career, trying to help them develop their career, as well as try to help job seekers get their next great opportunity. As we get towards the end of this season, I ask you, what plan do you have to improve? Okay? Now, obviously, when I'm creating this, it's a specific time, a specific period. But I want you to take this mindset in every season. Okay? What are you doing to improve yourself? And what are you going to do to be better at something? Not just at home, but in the workplace. A lot of people that resolve to make change only resolve to make change at home. Or only resolve to make change with their friends. Or only resolve to make change in their personal life. What about in your professional life? What do you resolve to make better in your professional life? Okay? And it doesn't have to be because it's Christmas / New Year's. What do you resolve to improve yourself today? Because the fact of the matter is, there is something you could be doing better. A lot of times you get complacent. So what are you going to do to improve? And what are you going to wait for others to tell you to improve when you can improve yourself? I don't know your life. I don't know what you're good at or not so good at that you really need to be better at. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, if your boss has to tell you to be better at it, there's no credit in that for you. What can you improve and what do you resolve to do better for your professional life to become better and a better resource, not only in the workplace, but also a better career resource for you? Remember, your career is your responsibility. So my point to you is, how are you going to get better about what you do? Okay? Because everybody waits for their boss to tell them what to do. That's a mistake. Don't be waiting for your boss. Create your own idea, create your own path, and create your own plan to improve yourself. And then that way, people will notice. Okay? Is it talking less? Is it spending less time away from what you should be doing and wasting time? Is it getting in earlier? Is it organizing what you do better? Creating tasks that are repeatable. What is it that you can do better? Fact of the matter is, there's never a time not to think about what you could be doing better. And that should be something that's on your mind all the time. Not just today, not just this week, not just this time of the year, not just now. The point of the matter is, you should always be thinking about what you could do better. And let me just tell you, people that proactively do things better without being told are really well thought of in the workplace. You'll hear common themes in a lot of my podcasts. Proactivity is one of them. Because the fact of the matter is, when you're doing stuff to make you or the team better, people notice. What could you be doing better, and what do you need to improve on that you don't need someone to tell you about? That's your question. My name's Anthony Hines. You can hear and read a lot about what I say to people to help them with their career and their job search by coming to my LinkedIn group, Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now Group, as well as the Instagram page with the same name, Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now. Then go to the About section of my Facebook page, Anthony Hines Job Search and Career Help Now. And email me at ahines00001@gmail.com with feedback. Also, follow me on Twitter. What can you do better? What do you not need someone to tell you to improve? Why not do it now? Why not do it today? Why not take the first step? Fact of the matter is, we all know, every journey starts with the first step. There's no reason to procrastinate, people. because anything you do to make that journey shorter is a great, great start. Give yourself credit for that. Understand that anything you do to improve yourself, you want to give yourself credit for. Okay? Because that is a great, great mindset. Don't lose it. Have a great day.